Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my partner in crime.
Bam, the Beaner's here.
I am at the number four, the villain. Adam, how you doing today, homie?
Doing great. Fucking nice. Finally cooling off.
Dude, it feels great today. Finally, dude. You're right.
Fuck, dude.
It's been fucking... We've been suffering a heat wave the past two weeks.
I was telling my girl yesterday, I hate summer. And the reason why I hate summer, not just because it's hot. Because there's fucking thousands of kids running around.
Yeah.
I went to fucking Target late yesterday, and it looked like a giant fucking childcare center. Just fucking kids everywhere.
They're taking their kids out to keep them in the AC because they don't have AC at their houses.
Go to the fucking movies, dude.
And speaking of yesterday was much needed too, dude, because we got thunder about fucking 3-4 o'clock. It was raining. It was humid,
fuck,
muggy
yeah,
rain.
Dude. It looks like your thing got hit by lightning, dude. Your umbrella here. But yeah, it rained for like 4 minutes just to fuck people's cars up, dude.
Totally. And I washed my car this past weekend. Of course,
Jacob said he
washed his car.
You jinxed it, dude.
It happens. It sucks, but it's cool. I'm gonna wash it again this weekend. 3-day weekend, dude. Speaking of yesterday, still, dude. But hot as fuck, dude. And it rained, like you said, a few minutes.
Fucking humid, dude.
And then I had a softball game we thought was going to get canceled. Went to the park. It was like this, but hot, humid, muggy. We were sweating just standing there.
Fuck,
dude.
I saw a baseball. I went to my brother-in-law's baseball game.
Cool.
And
what'd he do?
Dude, they got rocked. And they got rocked by Mexicans that just... It felt like they just jumped the fence into fucking baseball uniforms, baseball bats.
Yeah.
And they were just rocking it, dude.
Yeah, they're
right?
From probably Cuba, man.
I don't know, man. This guy had the weirdest stance. Everybody was clowning him. He just stands straight up like he's golfing.
Oh, shit, okay.
And he just fucking... Fuck!
Nice, dude.
Yeah, they were all in Spanish, no English.
Oh, fuck, dude.
These guys, dude.
Okay, and they got rocked?
They got rocked, but we left like fifth inning. Mm. But I heard they were coming back, but I still think they lost.
Okay. We won Monday. Yesterday we played... For my regular team on Tuesday, the average height for the guy on our team, or all the guys, is I'm 5'5". The average height is 5'7" for a guy.
Man.
5'6" maybe.
Mexicans.
The tallest guy, yeah, the tallest guy is Cody and actually Hector, and they break about 5'8" maybe.
Okay.
And the other team, we're playing with cleats, dude. The other team, a bunch of white people, and the shortest guy on their team was 6 feet tall.
Damn, dude.
And we beat him up 9-11, so it was a good...
Were you playing like an infield game?
I was playing center field yesterday.
I mean, your way of your strategy was just knocking the ball out?
The way we play, it's weird. We had a bunch of at-bats, and we just batted like shit, but I think our fielding, everyone did their job.
Okay.
Because I batted 500, which is... I had two at-bats. I got a... fucking got on base once out of the two times, the second time.
Right.
So it was, I don't know, dude. It was, I think we were playing small ball more than anything.
That's cool.
So merry-go-round and just getting, you know, runs in like that.
I was trying to get the lingo down, and I was all like, throw it to second base. And then my girl was like, you need to say two.
There you go.
I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, you sound like an idiot.
Oh, shit, awesome.
Fucking the pitcher, the guy in the middle, please throw it to the guy on second base. That's the pitcher. So it was funny, dude.
Awesome, man. Okay, cool, dude. It's 4th of July weekend.
4th of July, dude.
What do you have planned for the 4th?
I'm probably just going to chill, barbecue at the house.
Cool.
And stay away from fireworks. I don't like fireworks, dude. I always have bad luck with fireworks.
Well, we'll give our public service announcement story later on. Because I got some articles, dude.
Okay.
And I got some funny shit to talk about, but it's not funny, but it's fucking...
It's funny.
We're going to make it funny somehow.
Okay.
This is from a while back with Eric Lopez 2474. Shoutouts, dude. This is off of... What was it before The Getaway?
Okay. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah, I don't either, dude. Oh, the phone. Cell phone addiction or some shit like that. He says, I do it a lot, and it doesn't help. I live away from all my family. He said, hashtag fucking smartphone addict.
Do you really want to talk to your family, though?
Not really.
Not really, dude. I mean, come on.
To check up on where they are, like, you know, My mom went to San Antonio. Moses is in New York, so it's trying to find out how everyone's doing, I guess.
Okay, okay.
And I still don't make an effort, so no. That's cool. So no, it's
coming. I know the feeling.
All right, dude. And then he says, if they're, he said, fucking ice cream truck. He said, I expected a paleta cart. He says, hashtag stereotypes. I said, if it was the Yoleta lady honking her horn, I would have grabbed one, though.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think you're too far in Garden Grove to have those.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, Anaheim. But yeah, dude, if I could, we go down the street a little bit more.
Yeah.
Next one, dude, at Lapina's Me, homeboy we haven't heard from in a while.
Lapina's. Fuck,
he
bro.
Says, good show at Comic Syndicate 1. I really enjoyed the ice cream truck and helicopters. And I say, we try to do what no other podcast does. Tossing some birds, chirping, some beers cracking, and ta-da.
There it is, dude. That's our fucking formula, dude. Just fucking...
Just wing it.
Just wing it with people killing each other next door.
And then he gets back to us. On top of that, he says, don't forget the vaping.
Oh, can you guys really hear it? Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. And then he last week he hits us up, says, the DMZ is really spicing up the show.
Nice.
So he likes the outdoorsy bullshit we get, the ruckus we get out here.
It's nice out here, though, dude. It feels like, great today, fuck, dude. Man. Beautiful.
At Comical Podcast to Miguel, our boy says, damn, I thought there was about to be a raid on you guys. Helicopters, cops, dogs, etc. And then
it.
He says, hashtag the criminal syndicate.
We're the only ones here that are not criminals.
We really aren't, dude.
You know, everybody else around us.
Perhaps, but not us, dude. And our boy, dude, Jonathan Villanueva, Spectre Vision, _ Vision says, it's a happy day for both at For the Villain and at Mem the Beaner. Finally, they can get married. I'm pretty sure they want to get at Piggy Mouth to officiate.
Jesus.
So yeah, gay marriage passed, and he wants us to get married. He thinks we're an adorable couple in that sense.
Yeah, we're buddies.
Yeah, we love each other, but
we don't like the dick and
love each other,
you know,
dude.
Dick and the ass buddies.
Yeah. Although Cheryl can come down to visit anytime.
I know you would. I know you like that. She seems really nice.
I like her, dude. She's got the tats and the fucking piercings. I dig, dude.
Very cool.
And then several more shout outs, dude. This is off of, again, the cell phone addiction. This is off of Facebook, dude. I can't get my Facebook notifications on my phone.
All right, it's only Lupe talking about t-shirts.
Oh, okay. On top of that, though, she says, I don't mean to repeat myself, but I remembered you're a Facebook guy, Adam. My score added up to 35. And she says, if it's on my cell, it's because it's on board, LOL. No line. No smartphone abuse here. Yeah, and maybe on Hangout, too.
She takes 1,000 pictures on Instagram. That's bullshit.
On top of that, though, she says, yeah, okay. And then she says, this is after her posting it.
Get down.
Dude, hide your gat, dude. This is after her posting it on Instagram and fucking Twitter and everywhere she could find it.
That's boosted up 3 points right there.
I had 38. She says she got 35. I call bullshit straight up.
You had 48.
No, I was close short to... Well, either way, she still says her numbers were less than mine, which...
Fucking take that eraser away.
And I haven't been on Twitter in the longest time.
I know,
I haven't been on... I'm not on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook. I just don't reply to anybody.
Obviously.
I'm horrible.
And then our last one, dude, special shout out to our boy at Paul T. Stevenson on Instagram, dude. He wrote his third article, and he was reviewing Witches from Scott Snyder and Jacques, along with his opinion on the different types of Jason Voorhees figures.
Oh, okay, very cool, man.
And he's part of the Action Toy Art guys. Very cool cat. Cool to shoot the shit with, but he's been sending me his articles like, hey, dude, Josiah, sorry to bother you. I hope you're not busy. Would you mind, you know, editing this article for me?
I hope he's down to let us put it on our site. That'd be awesome.
You know what? I haven't hit him up yet, dude. He's got another site that I forgot to write down the name of the site, Paul. So get me that. And you heard from Adam, dude. We're more than happy to toss it up on our website as well. And you get nothing but credit, dude, all the time anyways. Dude. So thanks to you guys. We want to hit if you guys want, you guys can... If you want, anyways, all the places you can find us: wickedradionetwork.com, renegaderadionetwork.com, our boys, thenerdbong.com, dude. We're gonna hit our episode 100 in two weeks. I've been busy working on show value, I guess, or show material.
Oh, okay, for the 100th. Very cool. I've done absolutely nothing but trying to get hold of Sergio.
I've been busy working.
He said he's down.
Cool.
But I have to give him like a month notice.
Well, that's fine. Well, we should be able to get him on. Sadie, too. Cody might be able to make it out. If Albert can make it out. But I have one thing in particular where it's going to be interesting for listeners that don't know us or our full background. It's pretty much like a 20-question segment with random fucking questions.
Okay.
That I think will throw you guys off. And yet, at the same time, you'll look at me and be like, us Josiah's question. Fuck. And you'll be able to answer. But your guys' first reactions are always what I love the most about it.
Cool.
So that's going to be the one section. So I have 23 questions on there already.
God damn. All right.
I'm going to hack a bunch of, well, three off. To our listeners, if you there's anything you guys want to know, send us questions. Hashtag the Comic Syndicate. Tag the Comic Syndicate 1 on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Hit up Adam, myself on Twitter as well. And just, you know, ask us one simple question. So let's say a simple question is like, do you prefer sunny or rainy days?
Rainy days.
Okay. See, and I had to think about it.
I'm fat, so I hate the heat.
I love sunny days because...
He's skinny. So he loves the sun.
I'm not skinny.
You're skinny, but, dog. Get out of here.
I got to lose some weight. Anyways, but so any question you guys want to know. Now, that was just an example. My questions are going to get gnarly, and they're funny, and I think...
Sounds good, dude.
I didn't write it to be funny, so I want your guys' opinion when that comes up. But, yeah, you guys are more than welcome to just anything you guys want to know.
Sweet.
So, yeah. So that's another one. And then, again, hit up our boys on the NerdBlogRadioNetwork.com. We love those guys. And hit up our boy Hesh Podcast. You guys can find our boys' comical podcast, the Nerd Nest Boys.
Nerd Nest. Still waiting for Carl.
Yeah, dude. All right, man. That's all I got. I think I got some fucking articles.
Cool, man.
All right, dude. Let's hit it, dude. This one's going to be Firework Took His Eye, but WXYZ's Rex Roth blames himself.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Metroid Detroit TV weatherman Dave Rexburth isn't blaming the consumer fireworks industry for the loss of his left eyeball.
Jesus.
I'm not angry at the fireworks people. And again, guys, this is because 4th of July is on Saturday.
I'm not angry. I'm not angry at them. I'm angry at the Chinese or the little kids that fucking made it.
I like that, dude. He says, I'm more angry at myself. Homeboys 49, the chief meteorologist at WXYZ TV Channel 7, was celebrating 4th of July with his family in Iowa City, Iowa last year when a box of repeater mortars, multiple shells that shoot from the top of a box into the air and explode, didn't go off. I went to check on it, and it went off in my face.
Dude, that is like the fucking coyote and fucking Roadrunner status, dude. Like... Dip, 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 dip. And then he just goes over and puts his fucking face straight into it.
With a sign. He holds it, and he holds up the sign. Oh, fuck. Like, okay.
I'm blind.
He says, okay. As a result, he now wears a prosthetic eye. And for the first time this year, his family is at... right? And how were we going to find a spin
dude,
on this one?
Like, are they going to celebrate this year? Like...
Okay, no. Let me finish. Quick question.
All right.
As a result, he now wears a prosthetic eye, and for the first time this year, his family's annual celebration plans don't include lighting fireworks.
Jesus, dude. Ban fireworks. You'll lose an eye. You shoot an eye out, kid.
Well, we still got to go through our public service announcement, and we'll get to that.
Okay.
Okay. But across Michigan, consumer fireworks continues to be big business. Since the 2011 law was passed opening the floodgates to virtually all consumer fireworks deemed okay by the federal government, the state has experienced an eruption of fireworks stores and sales. However, the law has always been controversial, and a number of people have spoken out in opposition, including introducing bills to repeal the law.
Come on.
Okay, so Anaheim, fireworks are
In Anaheim?
In Anaheim.
So you can't do them. You can do them here.
No.
I just saw a fireworks stand two blocks away from here.
It might be Garden Grove.
So you're in Anaheim, though?
I'm in Anaheim.
Oh, it sucks, bro.
And you're in borderline.
Right across the street
is Garden
Grove. 7-Eleven.
Are they? Do they have
they
fireworks?
Have fireworks there? Everywhere. They already got.
But that's Garden Grove across the street from you.
They got Mexicans already lined up to waste their money on fucking fireworks.
Santa Ana is legal.
Mm-hmm. Costa Mesa?
Illegal?
They're right there, right by Calgary. I know they always have
fireworks. Tustin? Oh, you might be right. But that's still Santa Ana.
That's true.
So Santa Ana is legal. Tustin's illegal. Westminster? Illegal?
They don't celebrate shit. Right.
So that's one. So you are not going to pop any fireworks.
I think no, because I think we're gonna buy some. I doubt we're gonna pop them.
Whatever you do, okay. And guys, no offense to homeboy, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but
don't fucking put your face next to a firework. I mean, that reminds me of a story when I was
go for it, because I got stories, dude. This is Elmer Fudd status, dude.
They used to have that firework where you nail it to the wall.
Yes, the spinner.
The spinner, right? Yeah. And I had the same fucking thing as this homeboy right here, dude. It didn't Idiot. Go. I had it, but lighted, and I kind of wanted to put it like a one of those sparklers.
You held it in your hand,
and it just
on the nail.
On the well, it had like a stick connected.
Yeah,
to it.
But it's
yeah, it fucking fired my face off, dude. Like, it fucking burned.
Don't do that, guys.
See that, man? I was lucky I didn't lose an eye, though.
I know we got some listeners in London. So Florida is where Jonathan's from. Let us know if you can do fireworks out there. I'm going to see. Hesh. He's got nothing but desert, so he should be able to.
Oh, dude, fucking.
And he can shoot to Vegas anyways and get the illegals, probably.
They have illegals in Vegas?
Well, the outskirts you can
get. I know TJ does.
TJ is fucking cake, dude. But one more, and then we'll go into our public service announcement. Because we always, from now on, I want it to be every year, we have to tell that story.
About my hand?
Yeah. So, next fireworks story, guys. All right. Man loses hand in 4th of July accident.
God.
Okay. Now, no offense to these people, but fucking A.
Use your brain.
This one happened, again, last year. Kansas City, Missouri. Another terrible 4th of July accident left one man without a hand. Police say the man lost his hand after setting off half a stick of dynamite.
Oh, there you go.
Well, so
I mean, how much are those going for at the fireworks stand? I don't know. I never seen dynamite before.
It happened at 36 and Bales in Kansas City, Missouri. Neighbors say a lot of families were lighting off fireworks at the time of the incident. Police say a man took the celebration a step further by setting off half a stick of dynamite near his home. When it exploded, it blew off one of his hands.
What questions? An idiot, dude. Okay. I mean, like, okay. What was C4 not available? What the fuck, bro? Wow.
C4 new shit, dude, right?
Dynamite, please do not. Guys, don't use dynamite. I don't even know where you can buy dynamite.
It's Kansas City. It doesn't surprise me.
Dynamite?
It's Kansas City.
Well, you know what?
It's a southern state. It's like, you know.
You buy dynamite, you lose something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your money, a body part.
Well, I got a story after this, too. Okay, now Cameron Williams, a teenager who lives nearby, he says he saw this whole thing. All of his friends and family were running around him trying to check up on him, but when they saw that his hand was gone, they went crazy and went down there and looked at my mom being a nurse and had to go down there to help.
Oh, I thought they were looking for fingers.
Oh, well. Disintegration?
I don't know, okay. Dude.
First responders described the man's injuries as life-threatening. We're not making fun of Homeboy. But.
Okay.
The Darwin Law. If you're going to be stupid, you kind of deserve what you get, type of deal.
Now,
no offense to Homeboy, but, again,
I bet you he's still going to fucking fire fireworks with his one good hand.
We'll let him lose the other one,
it's
dude.
Kansas. They have nothing else to do.
Exactly.
They're now, just, you know, fucking, here, help me light this because I can't hold both things in hand.
Now, here's my hand. He's like, I'll hold it. You light it. And then there goes his hand. Okay, this reminds me of a story now in high school, and I know you know this fucking story.
Okay, I think I might
be. Okay. You, Jacob, Daniel were on the football team.
Yes.
I was a wrestler.
We hated each other.
This was several years after Sadie graduated. So we were in the red room, and the football players hated the wrestlers. But
we did.
You, myself, like, you guys were my boys, and we would never start shit because we were boys. We wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't do shit to each other. There was one asshole fucking football player that made a fucking pipe bomb.
Oh, I remember that. Okay, yes.
His idiot name was Edson.
Yes. Okay. He's kind of.
Could care less, dude. So Homeboy made this fucking pipe bomb. We're all in the fucking in the red room, and which is right next door to the wrestling room at the time. And Homeboy, literally, as we're dressing, getting ready to work out, lets off, ignites this fucking pipe bomb, and fucking right when he's gonna throw it in the red room, blows up in his fucking hand.
Yeah, I remember that. His hand was all fucked up. What an idiot.
Okay, thank you.
Who did it? Not me. Fucking hand bleeding. Yeah. Now, hand in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Rush me to the hospital.
Now, we didn't get along with you guys. The football players hated us because we won championships.
That's not the reason. You guys had a fucking chip on your shoulder. You guys thought you were better than us.
Bullshit.
And I'm like, whatever, dude. Go fucking run your laps. We're going to lift weights and lose.
Okay. But
we look good losing.
The football team at that time was what, 0-20?
No, we won.
0-30.
I think we won one.
Oh, you guys did. So 1-29?
Five. I don't know. What are numbers?
Okay, my bad. Yeah. Okay, so it's a good thing I don't wear my ring anymore.
I stopped playing football because we sucked.
Okay, exactly. Now, again, you guys were boys. We were boys, dude. I mean, I miss those guys. And actually, Daniel also hit us up on Facebook. I know he doesn't listen, but he's like, I want to join you guys for episode 100.
Should come for 100.
Yeah, I'll hit him up, dude. So anyways, guys, so in instances like that, it's kind of like, if you're going to be that dumb, he could have jacked up a lot of my boys on the wrestling team. It could have been me. And
could have been legs, fucking yeah. people, fucking metal stuck in your head.
And again, even though there was this beef between both football players,
it's going
and
a little too far. I agree. Right? I agree. Right?
Okay, thank you. That's all I'm saying. I mean, but like, and then
you used to egg football players, but I was in the car with you, so that's okay.
Idiot! Holy shit! This is very.
You remember
true.
That?
I thought you meant I used to egg them on, but I'm like,
no,
I don't remember
we
getting
used to
fights.
Do drive ball, drive bys, and they thought they were gonna shoot bullets.
That's true.
And they just run, and it's just eggs.
And they're just eggs, yeah. All right, touche. So, anyways, pipe bombs over eggs. So, in those instances, again, you know, yeah, if you're gonna be that dumb to do shit like that,
well, they should maybe they should have a test when you buy a firework. Like, okay, would you? A.
Can you count up to 10?
Throw this at someone. B. Yeah. Light this in your hand and wait.
Yeah.
Or C. Put it down and light it and walk away.
I agree. Don't get me wrong, man. Okay. So we got okay, so that's our firework talk. Now we're going to give our public service announcement real quick.
Yes. Okay, so when you guys are trying to modify fireworks...
That are sold over the counter that are deemed illegal.
Yes.
You can do some stuff to tweak them out.
You can get the... I'm saying not to do this, but we used to get the piccolo piece.
The piccolo piece, you can tweak those out
by cutting
them. If you slice them straight down the middle and then peel them so they're the size thinner than a pencil.
Again,
and cut them in half.
We're not telling you guys to do this.
Yeah, don't try this.
If kids are listening, tell your dad with the one hand not to do this.
How would any kids be listening to
this? I don't know, man. You'd be
surprised.
Anyways,
go for it. So anyway, we used to work at a warehouse back in the day. I had a bunch of box cutters, so it was literally... You, myself, again, the same crew. You, myself, Jacob, Daniel, Ray, Moses, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think Ray was there.
And it was just we picked up a grip load. Like, we'll take the whole, fuck it, we'll take your whole fucking...
All your piccolo piece.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
The guy gives us a dirty look. So we go to the office, and brand new fucking...
Blades,
like,
I'm
you
like,
know.
You guys go, whatever you guys do, be fucking
samurai
careful
with sword over here. And the first fucking firework, dude, I'm trying to get my bearings on how much to cut, and Joe gives the announcement, don't cut it too deep, you're gonna, you know, it's gonna slide, be careful, and whatever, Joe, I've been drinking some beers.
Holy shit, we were drinking
some beers. I'm okay, bro.
And no speeches, sit down.
I fucking completely missed the fucking firework, and just sliced through my hand, dude, like... There's fucking blood everywhere, dude.
Kill Bill status.
Kill
again.
Bill, like, I'm like, oh my god. Everyone stops cutting. They look at me and it's just like,
And you look up at us holding your hand, like with puppy dog guys, like,
do you guys have band-aids? It's not just one band-aid, but I'm gonna need about fucking 10 band-aids. No, but we do have duct tape.
Holy shit.
And I'm all like,
and paper towels.
I'm like, fuck, dude, it's gonna be a shitload of people at the fucking emergency room. I don't want to be that guy coming in there, fucking sliced hand with next to no hands. And wow, we just, dude, fucking duct tape it up and continue
we
cutting.
We went to work, dude. We went
continue
to work.
Cutting as I'm bleeding through.
So, guys, we're not condoning this. We're not telling you guys to do it. This is a public service announcement. Don't buy dynamite. Don't look down the barrel of a shotgun. And don't.
Don't
be careful.
Don't try to modify fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
they have all those things for your safety.
Yeah, so, man. All
right, guys.
Yeah, so really.
That's why I hate fucking 4th of July.
So we're not total dicks, right?
I am.
We got time for women's sex facts, or we can put it on a hold for next week or episode 100. It's up to you.
Whatever you want to do, man. I'm down.
We haven't hit sex facts in a while.
Let's do sex facts.
All right. Are you holding yourself back from orgasm?
You know what? I heard it's bad for guys to do that, though. Like,
no, for guys. Well, for both, too, though.
If you're going to come and you stop,
mm,
and then rubber, rubber, stop, it's really bad for your dick. I heard you can't piss right or some shit.
I didn't know that.
You know what? That was in high school, and some kid told me that, so I don't know if it's fucking true or not, dude.
All right. What is stopping countless women from experiencing the pleasure of orgasm? And is the new female Viagra the answer? Before you pop your first pill, ask yourself this. When was the last time during a sexual encounter that you were simply focused on being in the moment of sexual expression? That amazing moment where you stop worrying about whether you should be giving or receiving, or what should happen next, or how you look, or how you will get, quote-unquote, get somewhere. All right, fuck it.
It's a lot of thinking, and especially with guys, thinking is not good.
Yeah, this isn't for women, though, dude.
So if girls are thinking, like, I'm going to get off.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is he gonna bust in me in 5 minutes? Like
kind of, and I think that's one of them, dude. I work primarily with women around their relationship to their sexuality and their bodies. I literally help women find their pleasure in their bodies, expand their pleasure potential. Wow. And for some women, I help them discover orgasm for the first time.
This is his job?
Yeah.
And he just fucks chicks?
Sign me up. No, dude, I think it's just like, this is what you're doing wrong in your relationship.
That's a good pitch, though.
It is, though,
right? I will make you orgasm or you get your money back.
That is a good one, dude. All right, the reason why women hold themselves back from receiving pleasure in their bodies and having an orgasm are common and widespread. And women can open up to pleasure and change their relationship to their bodies and their sexuality at any age. Four common reasons why women don't have orgasms. Number one.
Guys small?
Women worry about time. Time, okay. Stop watching the clock. Sex is not about who finishes first. Many women who are worried that they take, quote-unquote, take too long and are being selfish or that they should be, quote-unquote, doing rather than receiving pleasure.
Yeah, you know what, dude? Sometimes half an hour and they haven't 40... I mean, you get kind of tired, man.
That's true, but again, I'd rather have the girl come first before I do.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, I mean... In other people's, like, majority, how much does that happen?
That's, okay,
women. You're a special case.
Women, like, listeners, I'm not a special
you're
case.
You're like, your dick goes in and it just. Pfft.
That kind of.
I've never scored it before. Until you put your dick in me, I score like crazy now.
Yeah, not even, I wish that I got that story. So women let us know, but it's completely common for women to actually stop themselves from experiencing pleasure because it takes time and they go into self-ridicule and self-judgment mode. There's nothing like focusing on whether or not you are, quote-unquote, taking too long and being selfish or greedy to stop a delicious orgasm. I like the way he put that. Women sometimes take a little longer to relax, open, and receive pleasure in their bodies. Orgasms can take time, and the best orgasms are all about the buildup. Let it happen.
It does, the buildup. I mean,
I agree.
And the things you say in bed
help an effect.
Effect so bad. She's gonna kill me, but I'm gonna say it anyways.
Oh my god.
So I'm rubbing the clit.
Okay.
And then I'm rubbing don't ever say this, guys. I'm rubbing Tyrion on the sailboat.
Oh,
you know who Tyrion is, right? The midget from Game of Thrones.
No.
So it's Tyrion. It's because the pussy's sailboat.
The sailboat.
And he's a midget, and his, you know, the nub is like a little midget. So I'm all like, I found Tyrion on the sailboat. And then she's all like, and it just like. Juices stopped.
I was gonna say
everything just stopped, and I'm all like, "What happened? What do you mean? I have Tyrion's ugly face in my mind." Don't ever say Tyrion the sailboat.
Yeah,
okay. Ever. So
I like that story.
That is entitled "This Tyrion this, in the Sailboat."
This one says, "Let it happen. Aren't you worth the time?" So there you go. Kind of on what you said. Give yourself permission to have pleasure in your life. You are not greedy to want multiple orgasms, or frankly, any orgasm. So there you go. Don't be greedy. Just have your orgasm, ladies. Even if you hear that a midget looks like your clit. I guess
because it's the nub, it's the little guy, right?
Isn't it time to raise your pleasure ceiling and make space for them to happen? Forget the clock. Sex doesn't have a time limit. I agree with that.
I don't agree with that, but okay.
Women have a hard time receiving pleasure. Number two. Okay, well, most women are really good at doing for others. I talk to countless women who want me to teach them how to give pleasure to their partners. When we go deeper, I find out the biggest problem is that they don't know how to receive pleasure. Women are conditioned to give. I wish more women were fucking. Anyways, it's a radical idea for men and women to simply allow pleasure into their own bodies and completely experience that. This can be the hardest thing for women to do, and if you can't fully receive, it can be nearly impossible to let go and have an orgasm. So kind of interesting.
There's like a lot of fucking work into this.
Always.
It's like a science, bro. Like you need to do the pregame. If you don't do the pregame, it's gonna be a fucking 45-minute ordeal.
Which isn't bad though. You always make it sound like
I know. Maybe
it's not worth the time, dude.
Maybe that's just me. Am I the only one that thinks this?
You're the only one that thinks.
Probably
this.
I am.
All right. Next one, dude. It's gonna be number three. Women don't know how. Now this is interesting, dude.
Don't ever say that.
It's
guys.
Hard to believe that a woman with an advanced college degree may not know their own anatomy, but it's extraordinarily common. It's hard to have an orgasm when you're unfamiliar with your own parts. Way too many women do not know their own anatomy and have no idea what kind of touch gives them pleasure.
It's, you know what, maybe you guys don't be afraid to have them tell you, like, ask them.
That's all it is, dude.
Does this feel good? Why are you giving me that face? That face doesn't look like it's feeling good. All right, let me move this way. Is that feeling good?
That's all it is.
And it's, and if it's getting dry, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, and one of the last girls I was with said, you know, like, you're eating my pussy really good.
Okay.
But fuck, like, you're fucking tearing me apart. Like, take your time. Can you make out with my pussy, please?
What the fuck?
Yeah, see, and I'm like,
I don't eat pussy.
You're really?
I don't eat pussy.
Okay.
I'm gonna wait for my wedding night to eat pussy.
You're so full of shit.
I am.
I wanna be there with you on your wedding night. Okay. Okay. So, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. But I mean, that was good to hear. You know, like, it's
maybe because I don't like the
Work.
Not the work.
the taste, the flavor.
Like, I don't like wet things. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just weird. I am weird. I don't know. I'm afraid that if I do it, it's just gonna, like, gush into my face or something. I don't know.
Sound like
I don't
it's know. A bad thing. I mean,
know, dude, I don't know. Say, I gotta try it. All right, I'm gonna try it, and I'll tell you on the show when I do it.
I did not know that. Dude. You've always been indiscreet about that.
Yeah, I'm not really.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So sorry. Interesting, though. So there you go, guys. Go, dude. Again, that's what that girl told me. So it's like, all
right. But to eat or not to eat, dude.
I still eat, but she's like, make out with it more than you would like destroy it.
Okay.
And when I'm all about like fucking
legs like open
everywhere and fucking yeah,
so face in, nose in.
Yes, and yeah.
Oh, God.
Balls deep. Or anyway, number four, women have given themselves, quote-unquote, pleasure ceilings. I don't know what that is. Which women put restrictions on the amount of pleasure they are allowed to have, and that holds them back from experiencing
really?
What is possible in their own bodies. That I didn't know, dude.
If, like, she's gonna come. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't deserve to come.
You know what? I used to date a girl like that a long time ago.
She just punished herself?
You know what? No, like, she loved the sex. She loved going down on me. Everything. The sex was really good. She had a killer body, positions galore. She would love, and she was a great lover. But every time, like, she was about to come, she's like, no, like, I'm okay. And I'm like, okay, what am I doing wrong here? So, again, right? What? I didn't get it. So, I guess, okay, let me finish this up, because this is weird to me.
Okay.
Or odd. They have this belief that they can only have one orgasm, that's enough, or that sex can only happen in a particular way. Interesting. When you do that, you cut off your ability to freely expand your pleasure experience. You shut yourself down. Maybe your pleasure ceiling, quote-unquote, has been taught to you by your family. And you know what, dude? It was her mom that got in her head, like, you know.
Like what?
Hold out on sex till you get married type of deal.
But you're already banging her.
Yeah, but, like, I think that's, you know what? Now come to think of it, it was her mom that said, like, you know, you should be chaste as long as you can. And her mom knew we were having sex, but, like, her mom got into her head, and I think that's why she
destroyed.
She was able to fuck and have great sex with me, but because of her mom, it did get in her head, and she's like,
"Stop thinking about your parents when you're fucking."
Kind of, you know.
Jesus,
that's interesting, dude. All right.
Or Tyrion.
All right. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, let go of what you think sex should be. Forget comparing and contrasting your sexuality with others, like you just mentioned. Allow sex to be messy and more of a modern dance than a structured ballet. So yeah, have fun with it. Orgasm is all about the build-up. Learn to let go into receiving and allowing pleasure ceilings to vanish. Fabulous sex is timeless. It's about letting go of the rhythm of bodies and breath. Most of us never get to actually see another woman, not an actress, quote-unquote, experience sex and have an orgasm. Real sex is too messy for Hollywood. That's true. So we were trying to learn how to have something that we have not entirely ever witnessed.
Okay.
So I guess that makes sense, dude, because, again, sex is fucking messy, and what it kind of mentions it at the end. But the sexual ceiling or the pleasure ceiling, that's kind of new.
It's kind of fucked
to me.
Up.
All, now looking back at it, her mom was a fucking bitch.
I need to talk to that bitch.
She fucking kind of cock-blocked me, dude. But although she would get me to come, which is nice. So I guess I was happy with it.
Okay.
All right. So
well,
all right.
That's all that fucking matters.
Yeah,
ladies.
Pretty much.
That's
dude.
All that matters.
Get him to come if you don't want to come, dude. All right. So that's all I got for this. We can take a break real quick. I think we hit that mark on that. I thought I had nothing walking in
we
today.
We had some good stuff. We're gonna come back with some comic talk, guys.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate. Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk.
Comic Talk, the favorite part of the show.
Yeah, dude.
That everyone doesn't listen to, but I love it.
Cool, man. We got some comic news real quick.
Do it.
All right, well, I'm going to try to go through these really quick, dude. Rumor Green Lantern reboot to feature multiple Green Lanterns. Chris Pine. Well, and then it says, will two or three Green Lanterns have a role in Warner Brothers DC movieverse with Pine as Hal Jordan rather than Wonder Woman's Steve Trevor?
Why not?
Okay, I'm down with that, dude. And then will Ben Affleck direct the Batman solo film for Warner Brothers?
Oh my god.
Hey, dude, he can direct, dude. The Town was fucking good. Argo was fucking good.
Okay.
And that's all I gotta say about that, dude. Robert Kirkman's Outcast TV series heads to Comic-Con. Comic-Con international attendees will get a first look at Cinemax's. It's gonna be on Cinemax, dude. Adaptation of the horror comic by Robert Kirkman and Paul Azateca. Outcast.
Yes.
On Showtime.
We got our number one.
I'm sorry,
Still
Cinemax.
Going to go up.
Yeah, dude. So fucking good, dude. Okay, it's okay. Channing Tatum, Tate's G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra 2, blah, 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 blah. Tatum says Gambit lends himself to a different style of superhero film. Channing Tatum tells CBR he and director Rupert Wyatt hope to play off the X-Men's distinct personality traits to create a fresh take on the superhero movie.
Well, the last Gambit we saw sucked ass.
Oh, he was bad. Well, the whole movie was bad, though.
They leaked that out a month before that came out.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, next one, dude. Guillermo del Toro reportedly no longer on board for Justice League Dark. Ooh. So this week dropped amid the news of Sandman moving to New Line Cinema, comes word that director Guillermo del Toro is no longer attached to Justice League Dark. So he was going to do a Justice League Dark movie. Now the Vertigo titles for DC, they got moved to New Line Cinema.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be the production company. So because of that, either he doesn't work with them well or whatever.
Money.
Or whatever it might
be. Money.
Okay, next one, dude. Comic-Con reportedly nears deal to stay in San Diego through 2018. Hear me out on this one, dude. Okay. Organizers are reportedly nearing a deal with San Diego officials that will keep Comic-Con International in the city through 2018. Okay, which is good. This one fucking totally threw me for a loop. Although Anaheim, California, and Los Angeles offer larger venues.
Really?
Right there. Bull fucking shit.
It's so
Bull
small.
Fucking shit, dude.
It's so small, I have no idea how they're going to do it.
I think they were using it as a leverage. Like, it's all right, we'll just bail on you because we can fucking go to Anaheim. Okay, San Diego Comic-Con, I love going to you. You guys are so full of shit.
Yeah, that's
like
that's,
that was like I live across the street, dude. There is no way it can be
dude,
without me fucking up my work week going to work in the morning the first 2 days prior to the con anyways.
Yeah, dude, like it'll be horrible.
No way.
And maybe they'll just sell less tickets.
And even Los Angeles offer larger venues. Same thing with Los Angeles. No, Los Angeles convention.
San Diego is too small.
Okay, what's bigger amongst Los Angeles, Anaheim, and San Diego?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's
I know, right?
San Diego's bigger than both, and it's still fucking small.
Mm-hmm. So that one is the one that tripped me out the most. So I thought you would...
Well, I'll be there next week. Next week? Yeah, I'll be there next week.
Yeah, San Diego, over the past few years, have been able to forestall a potential move by enlisting hotels to freeze convention block rates with the Hilton San Diego Bayfront, also providing rent-free space and blah, 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 blah. That one, again, tripped me out because I'm like, Anaheim is going to fucking contain it. Bullshit.
Bullshit. So, they did handle Star Wars, but San Diego's still bigger.
Oh, yeah, but they move the Star Wars convention, like, all over the place, though. It was the first time in Anaheim.
No, I was, like, second.
I think you might be right. Yeah, you're right, dude. Yeah. Next one, exclusive, Lemire Ramos launch Extraordinary X-Men post-Secret Wars. Jeff Lemire opens up to CBR about news about Iceman's future and the Inhumans' role in the new Umberto Ramos-drawn flagship X-Men title.
Nice.
I love Lemire.
I love
Umberto Ramos.
We just went over that.
The Marvel.
And it was like draft day. It was like draft day. Right? Like fantasy football. We're like, oh shit, yes. Oh,
all right, what team's going on this? And all right, who's the artist on that? Who's the writer? I don't feel good about the quarterback, but the receiver is really
exactly,
good.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. That's our like our fantasy football.
And we even spoke about it before jumping back on again. Like, should we talk about this on the show?
It was long, dude.
It was long. It took us a good 20 minutes, yeah. And we were shooting the shit, dude. Okay, next one. The last piece of news I have is going to be Rick Remender taking a break from Marvel Comics after 8 years.
No!
The comic book writer announced his desire to take a break from the company to focus more on family and creator-owned work.
That means they're not paying him enough.
No, dude. I read the article, and he says that Marvel has treated him well, and they've backed him up, and they've hooked him up with everything that he's needed to live his life the way he has to support his family, but he just wants to focus on his creator own.
Because that's making more money.
Probably. But, I mean, so I didn't know if you knew about that or not, and I know...
Fucking heartbroken.
Yeah, so I love Rick Remender, too. I mean, if Jonathan Hickman were to leave anything, but his creator own work, like, if he's going to leave... Okay, Secret Wars, we don't know what's... He hasn't been on any name for any Marvel titles of the ones we just went over. So if Jonathan Hickman decides to do the same thing, I'd rather have him leave Marvel and not... And don't leave East to West, Jonathan. I know. Like, focus on that, please. Especially because the way he writes, it feels like he's been putting it on hold.
It comes out
next month, next week.
Next week is going to be a big 1 through 15 book, mm-hmm. which I'll be buying.
So that's all I got for comic news. Actually, no, one more. This one is actually pretty interesting. The birds got happy over this one, dude. A Back to the Future remake won't happen while Robert Zemeckis is alive. In the era nearly everything in Hollywood is a remake, or where it is, there's the fear of another beloved classic will be destroyed by the dreaded reboot. But thankfully, not very every filmmaker is behind the trend. When the Telegraph asked Robert Zemeckis if he would ever allow a Back to the Future remake to happen, the filmmaker's response was pretty perfect. "Oh, God, no," he said. "That can't happen until both Bob Gale and I are dead," Zemeckis said of himself and trilogy co-writer Gale. Though the director knows that a remake could happen once he is dead, he hopes there's a way his estate can prevent it from happening in the future. If only Zemeckis had an actual DeLorean. Okay.
I like that, though.
Right?
I mean, that is... 1 through 3 is classic, great... you're not going to get another Michael J. Fox, dude.
No.
Poor guy is going to be going soon, but like, fuck, dude. It's so good.
Yeah. I agree. I love that call. Not enough writers, not enough directors have enough balls to do that in Hollywood anymore.
No.
So I'm behind this. And
they probably offered him a shitload of money, too.
Probably, dude, but I'm down with that. Even if he puts it, like, in his will, like...
No,
yeah,
never.
Yeah, dude, I'm down with that, dude. So fuck it, man. Start off anywhere you want, dude.
Okay, I read Deathstroke. I haven't read it that much, but it's right after the bullshit with... Convergence or whatever.
Convergence, yeah.
So they start kind of a start of a
and
new
prior
story.
Prior to Convergence, but yeah, go for it, dude.
So we got Slade. Slade is Deathstroke, trying out some new weapons to fulfill his contract in killing a god. He has no problem getting the feel of such weapons. He's a master of weapons.
Yeah.
He first visits his daughter Ross, Rose actually, as they are walking on the beach catching up. Rose. Doesn't like her father very much, and Slade is looking for his son, Jericho. Slade gives her a letter to give to Jericho, and if she sees him, he takes off, and Ross burns the letter. That can tell you how much fatherly love she has for him. Yep. Burns the letter. After reading it, back to the job at hand, Slade is going to kill a god called the Piercer. They believe that, I don't even know how to say his name, Lepitos?
Yes,
exists representing a threat to everything.
Yeah,
the sword he carries is supposed to help him find the mark, so it's kind of lead him. He finds the lair, but it's filled with traps and bad guys. The sword is controlling him and killing these guards and evil. Slade doesn't really like how the sword is controlling him. He wants to be control of. You know, his body and his movements and shit like that.
I like how this title was named The God Killer.
Yeah.
But
there's no killing of gods.
Well, he's on the right track, but like you mentioned, a great point though is he's got this sword that can slay gods, and they're looking for one specific god. Mm-hmm. And the big factor in the story is like he's a master of every weapon, and he feels uncomfortable that like you said, the weapon is controlling him. So yeah. that's a nice touch, dude.
So get my place back.
Sorry.
He finds the mark. He finds it's a, but it's a statue, and it's a statue of Apollo. And this god he's supposed to kill, he likes to play tricks he likes to leave tricks around. So the statue's eye starts lighting up, and Slade just slices right into it, right in half. But it's a trap, and after destroying the statue, Wonder Woman shows up and is pissed. You unleash a force in which will destroy everything, so you either surrender or die. So they end the book like that with Wonder Woman there, because they are in the Amazons trying to kill this god. So yeah. I'm glad that she made her guest appearance. So was, yeah. It was good. It was all right.
It wasn't bad, dude. The art's still fucking great.
Yeah, the art's really good.
Fucking Kevin Conrad. No, Tony Daniels. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tony Daniels.
Tony Daniels. Yeah, yeah. And he's writing and fucking doing the art on that. Double duty, which is hard to as fuck to do.
But he's a good artist.
His art's fucking killer, dude. All right, man. I was gonna fucking destroy a bunch of shitty books and do 5 for 5, but I'm gonna try to mix it up, dude. Black Hood number 5. It looks like this comic is gonna continue after all. I believe it's a Boom Studios title. The cop who gets blasted in the face with some shells, and he has to take drugs. He becomes a druggie, and going into rehab, and he starts popping pills and kind of puts puts on this Black Hood where it makes him feel like a superhero. On top of the drugs he's doing, he's literally going out and stopping crime. But he finally figures out, like, okay, who's letting the drugs loose in the city? He's figuring out who the shitty cops are. And he's, doing all this work on his own. So he finally figures out, who's behind everything of the drug trade in town. And it happens to be the deputy mayor, who is the mayor's younger brother, dude. After his drug rage is wearing down, and he's getting this ass kicked in the beginning of the title, dude, he's finally able to confront him. He's barely able to fight back because literally the guys, there you guys go. Fireworks. Be careful, guys.
It's not even dark yet, fucker.
Yeah, right. All right. It's very cool, dude, how, again, Black Hood is getting his ass kicked. And they're in an elevator. He throws him out of the elevator window. But before he does, he tosses his black mask on the fucking deputy mayor and then fucking shoves him out. So it looks like, okay, the deputy mayor is shady as fuck. He's anti-drugs, although he's behind the drugs, but he's making it look like the Black Hood is this asshole.
Okay.
Okay. So he finally gets his vengeance, and he knows the drug, can get off the streets possibly, dude. So very cool, dude. After that, dude, it's just, seeing him, how much of a druggie he is now, he knows he needs to go into rehab. His old rehab specialist comes back to help him out, like, dude, we need to get you off this shit. So he
does it give him superpowers?
No superpowers.
So he's just a regular guy.
He's just a drug rage.
Okay.
And the rush and all that shit it's giving him. So it's not making him a superhero, but it's just the mask. It gives him that different persona, and the drugs help him, like, I'm unstoppable.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it in a nutshell, dude. And it was cool because he finally, like, goes to rehab, and he's like working on everything he's been going through. He is really deep in drugs and depression by this time, dude. So his therapist helps him out. Later, he's going back to work. She talks him out of it so he can have more time to rehab. Still, like, dude, you're not ready to go back. Do it for me. Like, I know you're not a bad guy. I thought you were a druggie, but, like, I know why you were doing it. There's never no right reason to do it, but she's, like, talks him out of it, like, convinces him, like, dude, just stay off, just continue with your rehab. And it gives him enough time to create and think, like, okay, well, now that I'm off the drugs, he's able to think straight, and he makes his own Black Hood on his own now.
Okay.
So it's going to be interesting now to see, like,
I shouldn't jump off this fucking roof.
Or without the drugs, you'll think twice. So if he ever gets hooked on drugs again, is always going to be behind the mind. Like, I hope he doesn't, but it was cool. It was a nice ending to it, and it picks up again in October. So number 6 comes out in October. This was the first arc, I guess. They continued it on. So I liked it. It was worth talking about. I spoke about number 1 or number 2, I believe. So it was cool. It was a cool ending, man.
Very cool. I read Infinity Gauntlet number 2.
I fucking loved that one, dude. It was
a really good comic.
Go for it.
So we take up after issue 1, where the family is all back together. The mom... hold on 1 second.
Go.
The mom was made each say, I was so happy you just fucking fell over the microphone. The mom was has made each member a Nova, so she has like this little starfish type thing.
Yeah, this is the Nova Star, dude. And it's cool because it's two little girls. It's the husband, the grandfather. Actually, go for it.
Yeah, he passed away. So she wants to keep him safe, so she makes them into Novas to protect them. And they also make the dog into a Nova.
Which is cool, because the little girl of the bunch, she's like, but Mom, can, what's his name, Max come with us, or whatever the dog's name is. And she's like, yeah, I don't think these work on dogs like that. But it was cool to see...
It works.
The Nova suit on a dog, dude. And yeah. then she has to shit train the family, like, okay, guys, hold your hand out and just think you're blasting. Like,
I'll get into that.
Yeah.
So this is the only real way to protect them. So they start training, like Joe said, and the little, you know, her mother's kind of on their ass. You know, you need to do
this. She's a hard ass.
You need to fuck this. You know, she's a fucking 5 years old. I don't give a fuck.
And on top of that, the dad even says something stupid like, bitch, you know you gave us this training in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Literally, that was the time.
You need to learn how to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she finds out the other one had found the Mind Stone.
The
older one found it. And from the last issue, mm-hmm. they attacked. They are attacked this time by some, you know, it's either they attack and time fly or die. So it's kind of like
what
we're saying. You need
fight or fly. And yeah.
So Fea is the daughter that found it. Having trouble in killing these flying creatures. Fea's mom is really hard on her, but they need to survive, I understand. They become overwhelmed, and she uses the Mind Stone, and they have all the monsters turn back. Like, she controls all of the mind controls.
Yeah, which is cool.
But she still kills them all. Like, she just, like, didn't...
And then the dad says, how come you didn't use that sooner, bitch?
Yeah, exactly. So they head back to Nova headquarters, but find that some huge... trail to the headquarters, like something crashed.
Yeah,
sadly the headquarters is destroyed. Seems like another stone was hidden in the base and now it's gone. Sweet, we get the Guardians, and Star-Lord tries to lie to Gamora about it. Gamora's not having it.
Yeah,
and Star-Lord has the stone.
So yeah, we apparently that was the only stone they had then, right?
They only had one stone there.
Yeah,
and thinking he was killing all the Novas. So do you think he killed everybody in the Nova?
I don't know. I don't. That's what's weird. We don't know if it was the Guardians who specifically went after them, or it was just one of their enemies that didn't even know about it. Although they showed that panel with the fucking Nova glove with where the gems belong.
I don't know. Maybe he killed everyone. Took it. We take a trip into the future, and Thanos is getting rocked. Okay,
which is interesting. Now
a Nova.
Now it ends right there. Right. So the Nova family is stuck in this facility, like, oh, the Nova Corps is done, and we know Star-Lord stole one of the gems. And then it says, literally, this is what happens in the future.
Right.
So I'll add it after.
Yeah, let me finish. It's almost done.
No, I'm sorry.
So it's rocked by Nova with the gauntlet, and she has the gauntlet on her, and it has a mind, and the one that Star-Lord stole.
Yeah.
So we find out, so you kind of think about, okay, she got it back from Star-Lord somehow. We find out that the...
But she only has two gems, and they both have two gems apiece, right?
Yeah, she has mind, and I believe whatever one he stole. I forgot which one he stole. So we find out that the bugs attacking the family was a way to get the gauntlet put back together, you know, put back together the stones.
Yeah.
Thanos has one stone, and I'm pretty sure it's a time stone.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
So I'm pretty sure it's a time one. So it seems that Thanos has gone back and back in time at the same time to try to steal the other remaining stones and has failed. He is confronted by his future self, and he takes and he looks at a new way of, like, I need to do something
cool.
Fucking different.
He's like, okay, it's my turn now. So, and he's like no
to, to himself.
Okay, now this is cool. A bunch of things you didn't miss, but like, first of all, the art's fucking great. Because the short scrap between female Nova and Thanos
was pretty badass.
It's dope, dude. Yeah. Like, they're beating each other up, and he books it. So obviously he has a time gem.
He goes back in time.
And
kind of like Terminator.
Yeah. And even she's like, why the fuck are you running? Let's finish this right now. She's rocking
right
him.
Back.
She's rocking him, dude. And he books it. And when he sees his future self, it's like, Thanos, again, looks beat the fuck up. He's missing a piece of fucking his suit. His armor is scratched up. And that detail was lovely. And you're right, dude.
He's all like, I fucked up. It's not working.
And he's like, nah, okay, it's my turn now.
Yeah.
And what does Thanos do to his other self? He blasts him and literally blows a hole through him, like, nah, the game plan now has changed. Like, I'm going to try a different approach now.
So it was really good. The cover for the next one is Thanos walking yes. with the family without the mom Nova. So kind of think about it. Maybe he approaches them
a different way.
So we'll see how that runs
out. Try to befriend them this time as opposed to attack them. Kill him from the inside, yeah. So I like that one a lot, dude.
It was a really good comic.
I would say book of the week up there.
Book of the it's top.
Top book of the week. Okay, cool. Damn, I can't top that yet. Okay, I'll go We Are Robin number one.
That was
it was not the best.
It was not bad.
It was not terrible. It was good. It was good. It was cool. Okay, so Duke Thomas, he's the kid from the Endgame. He's the kid where his parents got fucked up with the Joker fucking Venom, and the whole town is getting fucking flipping out. Batman's able to save him, so now he's like on his own. He's a not a needy kid. I was gonna say needy kid. He's like a foster. He's a foster kid.
He's a foster in and out of foster home.
Foster home
type of kid.
Now he's getting tossed to different foster homes until his parents are quote unquote found. He's kind of. He's not even a dick, dude. It shows the first page is like him at his school, and he's getting picked on already.
He's getting well. You know what? He's not a great kid.
He's not a great kid.
He's doing things that are gonna get him into trouble.
Yeah.
And he knows how to handle himself, but he gets jumped in the very beginning.
And the girl that was macking on him, this has happened to me before too. Why are you looking at my lady like that, Dick?
It was his sister.
She just sucked my. No, it wasn't his sister.
I thought it was his sister.
Yeah. It was some girl at school when she said hi. Oh wow, you're cute. And he's like, all right, well, you smell good. And he keeps mentioning that, like, damn, it must be the cologne. It can't be my animal magnetism.
The fucking punch.
Yeah, and he gets jumped, dude. So anyways, he gets beat up. The cops come by, dude, and there's a fucking a bunch of people looking over, and somebody takes a picture of him. So he gets tossed to another foster home, and the foster parents are using him like for money, of course, you know, and. He's like, all right, well, fuck. He's like, I'm not going to clean this place. The place is a fucking dump. And he's like, no, fuck it, dude. All right, so this is where I have to stay the night now. They happen to give him a room with the window. He's like, oh, this is going to be cake. He goes out. His mission now, his whole mission, though, which is kind of cool as a kid, is look for your fucking parents.
Right.
He has a feeling his parents aren't dead. We don't know where they're at. He's gotten information from his PO or whoever it is. I've never been
she
in trouble.
She gave him a lot of information. She shouldn't have gave him.
Yeah, no shit, right? So he's not even like a Tim Drake or a fucking Dick Grayson. He's not a fucking like
he hasn't been trained detective. He has not been trained by Batman at
he's
all.
He's done not a goddamn thing except survived one night with the zombies.
He had some good moves though against those guys, but then he got
crying.
He got crying. He jumped the fence and like did a backflip and kicked another.
That was kind of cool.
He had some skill.
Oh, okay, so he gets in this new foster home. He takes off. And again, like you said, his PO gave him information she shouldn't have. Maybe, you know, we don't know where a lot of people are. A lot of people went missing. A lot of people went underground to the sewers. But we're trying to find
everyone.
To the
sewers, I know.
And he's exactly. I like that. I like that. Dude, to the sewers, and he. That's exactly what he does, dude. There's an underground movement where it looks like literally. The Morlocks in a shantytownville in underground, and he goes and everyone's literally bummed out, shantytown straight up, and the speaker, we don't know who is spreading his propaganda to these people, like fuck the surface dwellers bullshit. And he's like, do you smell that?
Smell it, stepped in shit.
Yeah, kind of, dude. And he's like, I knew I shouldn't wear my cologne. Again, like, the kid, his liners are dumb. Like,
it's the writer, bro. It's not him, dude.
Okay, true. But they need to write this kid a little bit better. Yeah. Anyways, I thought it was still cool because apparently there's this crew. There was a girl who took a picture, and she tells her crew, like, dude,
we need
this kid. Yeah, like, he's got something that can help us out. So we see these kids, literally, like, five different kids.
Well, all these kids had their own little fucking comic. And remember that Joker issue thing? That's where we get the kid from.
Yeah.
And I think the two other kids had their own comic too, where they had to fucking survive during
during the end game when the Joker Venom was going on. The mist or whatever.
So they produced from the end game these new kids
that are willing to fight back. And it was cool because they back him up, and it's like one of them even tells him, dude, you're going to puss out right now, dude. You've worked with the Batman before. Mm-hmm. Like, so they know, like, okay. And they're kind of keeping tabs already. Like, they know, like, the only way to survive is we got to help each other out. Mm-hmm. Now, whatever your fucking specific fucking mission is, like, we still have to survive. Mm-hmm. Now, they're able to save him, and we see one of the end panels is some guy has them on lockdown on monitors, like watching them. Mm-hmm. Not like creepy watching them, but like, okay, I think they might be ready. He opens up a fucking door, and there's a bunch of fucking just different colored Robin outfits, boots, gear, fucking weapons, and I liked it.
It was
at the end, dude.
Yeah, it was good. It was an okay comic.
They needed to write this kid better, but
I think it'll get better. It's only number one.
And I liked it because why not be like we are Batman, but like I like the Robin factor. Mm-hmm. Like there is some hope in Robin that he's given, and it's all the Robins that they've given hope in kids now. Like I'm an orphan too.
To be
like,
a fucking vigilante.
Yeah, even though I'm all alone, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. Type of deal. So I like that the we are Robin, so like all the Robins have been fucked over. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so it's cool. And
it was a good comic.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, now that I think about it, it wasn't bad. It was worth talking about. So yeah, take it.
I read Spawn 253.
I liked it.
It was not my book of the week, but it was good.
It was better than the last Batman we spoke about last week.
It was not better than Batman. So we got Al visiting his dead dying father of cancer.
That was cool. Well,
Al was asking him to come with him, and he looks over at his dead body. So it kind of, he's already dead, and he needs him to make sure he gets to his judgment.
Yeah,
because enemies may use him as currency because they know that, okay, this is Spawn's dad, we can use him. But don't misunderstand, he's not here to make amends. So
I think that's why I liked it.
He has this big chip on his shoulders, this whole book. I'll get more into it. So demons attack Spawn. Mm. Spawn takes him out quick, like no fucking sweat.
Yeah.
So Al has this big chip on his shoulder, like I said, with his father. So why is Al even caring about getting his father to heaven or to the judgment? To make things right with someone. That's what he says, to make things right with someone.
Yeah.
So we don't know who that is. So they start walking, and he calls out to whoever is trying to throw them off the path. Some Grim Reapers guys come out.
Yeah.
Fucking takes them out. Cake. But the story is here is on Al, you know, whining, in my opinion, about how bad he had it as a kid. So finally, the head guy that has this whole thing together shows up, and it's a guy named Belair.
Yeah, dude.
Some devil guy with wings. He's not even a devil. He's a court.
He's like
the president. Court,
yeah.
He's like the president.
Well, kind of. I guess that's a good way to put it.
So this may have been all just to get Al to bargain with. So Al pulls out the sword, and Homeboy takes off. Like he sees the sword, and it's like, oh shit, you have this sword.
He's like, maybe I shouldn't fuck with you. And it's the God sword. Yeah. And even Homeboy says like, God was not supposed to get involved.
Oh yeah.
Which I mean, there's a lot of key factors in it. Now again, to interrupt you, this is Spawn 253. I haven't read Spawn. I jumped back on it because
This is the third issue in Jenkins'
run.
And I really felt... Let me finish. But his father gets... They go back into light. The father takes off.
Yeah.
But I really felt that this was a filler.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't do a filler on the third issue. Right?
That's true. Right? But Al Simmons is back.
Yeah, but it's like... Dude, let's get to the story here. Let's get some meat. And it's just like, oh, I'm gonna stop what I'm doing because my dad's dead, and I'm gonna wind the whole fucking comic book.
But do you know why he did it? Because they killed Wanda, and now her child is stuck in hell,
right?
And her soul is stuck there. And Wanda might be gone, but like there's still the child's soul that he has to go after. So that's probably why you think it's the filler.
There's like nothing to do with the dad, though.
Yeah, that's true. But like they don't want him to. He doesn't want Hell to use his dad as leverage either, like they're doing to Wanda right now.
But if he didn't care so much.
Exactly.
But then at the end.
But do you see why it makes sense?
Dad, I love you.
Okay.
I was like, what the fuck?
Okay. So you caught it, dude. Okay. Yay, nay.
Nay. I could have done without the whining. I wanted the story to progress.
He was throwing shit in his face.
Third issue, you don't throw a filler. You progress the story.
Okay, you have a giant fucking sword. And you're in a badass Spawn fucking
suit. Even that, though, it's like.
He was still bitching.
No, but it was like everything that came at him was like God mode. And it's like, there's not even a fucking fight, dude. It's like, there's no like, oh shit, is Spawn gonna get his ass kicked? No, the Reapers come
That's
out.
That's true.
No, homeboy, okay. the main bad guy sees the sword and runs. It's like,
yeah.
Well, what the fuck, dude?
At least he knew how to use his shit better than Batman, the last one, last
no,
week.
No, he knew better than how to Deathstroke knew how to use it better than Deathstroke.
okay. That's true.
So,
that is true. Okay.
I think he needs to write a little better, like,
If
he's going through these enemies like cake, there's no, like, oh, who gives a shit who comes at him?
Yeah.
Because you know he's going to fucking rip him apart.
But the emotional aspect of it, I think that's why I liked it so much, dude.
Well, look at the fight between Nova and Thanos. They were both fighting bad, and
okay.
It's like, dude, she may get her ass kicked in the next panel.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he may get his ass kicked in the panel. And this fucking panel, everyone's done. Like,
and he's like, I'm just gonna fucking destroy these buildings on top of you.
Oh yeah, like,
Dad, get behind me. I got you. Yeah. Okay. Touche on that one. Okay.
For
the fight scenes, yes. For the emotional, like.
He should have bought this comic book on fucking Father's Day weekend.
That's what he should have
done.
Yes, dude. All right.
That's what he should have done. Father's Day's weekend.
You're 1 week late, dude.
Take this fucking book and give it to your dad, guys. Because that's what this whole book was about. Father's Day present.
You know what? Fuck it. You know, off of that alone, maybe the last Batman we reviewed last week was slightly better than
this. It was way better, dude. Jim Gordon's the shit.
At least
you knew how to use this.
Okay, I'm right. Talking. All right. Anyways, dude. Guys, sorry. Don't mind us for bickering, dude.
Two weeks in a row,
I'm
disagreeing on a comic. I love it.
That's true, huh, dude? All right, cool, dude. That's good. Okay, cool. All right, next one, dude, is going to be my book of the week, dude. Fuck me. Okay, so it's going to be Punisher number 19, written by Nathan Edmondson. The art's going to be by Mitch Gerards. Still on a tear with another great action issue. These guys have been balls to the wall. The arts, the colors, the inks have been
getting away with a lot.
Right? Getting fucking lovely, dude. Just okay, last issue like almost had me crying when he fucking walks with his dog to City Hall, like, or his coyote, and everything was just like, oh fuck, this sucks, like, poor guy is gonna fucking die. They're still on a tear. They still don't give fucking Frank Castle a chance to fucking breathe. Dude.
Well, real quick.
If you
haven't read Punisher, which I haven't, this is a pretty good comic book to get into because it kind of starts a whole new...
A new arc?
New arc.
Well, actually...
Kind of. I felt that I got into this and I didn't have to really know about the Lobos and his... They go into those souls and shit like that.
Okay. Did you get the gist of it every time I would review it, though?
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. I guess I did.
And then, didn't you pick up one of the trades?
No. I think I picked up
the first trade.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been so consistent, so violent, so beautiful the whole time through, dude.
He's a badass.
Yeah. He's a man with no fucking powers. If you guys, dude, wiki fucking Frank Castle. He's a fucking lone wolf. He's a fucking killer straight up. He'll kill you, ask questions afterwards. Still want to tear after almost dying, dude. Very cool. So it goes into briefly, starts off with after he killed a bunch of his villains in Secret Wars number one. Mm-hmm. Secret Wars number one. Well, he walks into the bar and is like, oh, my favorite fucking villains are here. It's like, don't mind me. Yeah, kills him, dude. He walks out, dude, and the Howling Commandos that were after him, which I've reviewed the past 4 or 5 months, have been so consistent, so good, dude. And the new Howling Commandos ask him, like, all right, dude, you helped us out with the last mission. We're sorry about your dog. We hope you're okay. How's your eye? How's your knee doing? We shot you up, you know. We
brought you a new dog.
Yeah. His name is fucking Spike. So, yeah, dude. So he's just like, he's over everything. He's like, I need everyone to just fucking die. Like, I hate this. He's like, the incursion... He never mentions the incursions, though, which is cool. He's still like, oh, fucking two worlds are colliding? I don't care. Gives me more right to fucking kill the people that don't belong here anyways. How fucking,
that's pretty much the comic.
Right?
His mentality.
And, yeah, dude. And I loved it, dude. And the way it's written, again, fucking so great. The art, again, fantastic, dude. So the New Helen Commandos ask him for help on one final mission, dude. It's like, even though the incursions are going on, the mission is to go after a terror cell into Crypt. So he has to go fucking...
The reason why he has to go over there, too, is because at the beginning of the comic, they're killing civilians, terrorists. Yep. So the one guy, before he dies, is like, fuck you guys, the Punisher's going to kill you. Yeah. And then slice, they kill him. So Punisher has a new mission, new mentality. I'm going to go in there and fuck these guys up.
He's like, you know what? Fuck these super villains. He's like,
I'm going to fight terrorists.
My people are fucking dying.
Yeah.
My people are fucking dying. So he goes out there. Now, this one hit home on so many fronts to me, dude. I've never been in the military, dude. I've had a best friend go to Fallujah. I've had a best friend go to Tikrit. They've been able to come back. They've given me currency. That don't mean anything. But, like, the currency is nuts to look at. So I have those that might be a part of history sometime. Well, actually, they are a part of history now. So, again, the terror cells. He's like, yeah, if I'm going to go out there, fuck it. If the worlds are going to fucking collapse anyways, let me help my people. Mm-hmm. A different mission than what he's had before. Mm-hmm. And still vigilante status. And he goes out there and they help him get out there. We'll fly you out. Don't worry. And his recon is not recon. He's got like fucking night ray goggles. He's just got his regular mask, his regular fucking armor anyways. And he's literally like sneaking around capping. Dash.
Stabbing.
Dash. Dash. Stabbing. Throats cut. Very crap. Very bloody. The whole comic has been like this, dude. So fucking good, dude. But just so great, dude, that he spends his last day doing what he knows the best. Mm-hmm. And he even finds, like, they send a drone out after him. He's able to get the drone. He looks at the drone like, I'm fucking here.
That was like, cool.
And how ballsy is that?
Yeah, it's
cool. Now, I think the cool thing about this, too, is I guess there were a few... And again, minus my friends, you know, and family and everything that has been on that side, being out there, it's cool to see, like, there was a unit that actually used and made the new Punisher insignia compared to what the Punisher insignia has been before. And some guy was killed out there on the job, and they used the insignia, and they asked Marvel, dude, is it cool if we use this insignia on our patches? And Marvel's like, nah, dude, like, you guys are fucking doing a great job for us, so, like, you know, go for it. And it's like, our boy just passed away. So the artist, Mitch Gerards, drew one of them in specific, and it's a patch that it has the Punisher insignia with homeboy's name and the service, the unit he served. And I noticed that this was a few months ago, and it wasn't even part of anything. Like, I'm like, okay, that's fucking rad. Like, I wanted to buy one just to buy one, but I'm like, I don't serve. Those guys deserve fucking hats off. So that's just different, another emotional aspect of it. But, like, again, any man to spend his last fucking days doing what, I mean, he knows he's going to hell anyways, straight up. Mm. And for him to still take himself out of it and be like, I'm going to hell. Let me help people now more than he ever could, being on our soil, I guess, was gnarly, dude, and cool and violent and graphic and everything. The colors, like, they didn't show anything crazy, but again, the colors are so simple that it's like, okay, well, his head just didn't get blown off, but, like,
something else,
dude. There's the fucking the tire running as he's putting homeboy's face in there,
torturing him.
Okay, lovely. Like, bad, good, I love it.
It was good comic.
So
maybe that's why at the very end he lit his shit on fire. Like, I don't.
You saw that.
I don't give a fuck if you see me, because obviously they're gonna see a fucking flaming chest coming at them. So yeah. I guess I got that. He doesn't even care.
Yeah. By this point, I mean, he has nothing. He has nothing to lose. That's
pretty good comic.
So I loved it. Book of the week, dude. And number two would have to be Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. I love the fuck out of that one, dude. I'm sorry to go run on long on that one, dude, but that was cool. Dude. All right, dude. Fuck it. Let's talk about war time.
Yeah.
Right? But we got to talk about episode 100 real quick.
100, yes. So what do you want to do? You want to do it on Saturday?
Okay. We can do Saturday after the 17th, I guess, because it's going to be the 4th of July. The 11th would be the week after 4th of July.
So we want to do it
next week. We can either do the 11th or skip a week. Or we can do,
Because I don't know how I'm going to be. I'll be at Comic-Con the 10th.
Okay, we can do it the weekend after. We'll hold off on a week.
Okay.
But that means our 2-year anniversary is going to come 2 weeks earlier because we've taken 2 weeks off.
Okay. That's
do you
fine.
Get what you
yeah,
get?
Yeah, I get what you
okay. So we can do, let me see, the 11th, the 18th, we can do.
Okay.
And then if we got to hold off on a week, we'll hold off on a week, dude.
So all right.
So we'll figure that out. But shit, dude, that's about it. Dude, you guys can hit us up on nerdbongradio.com. You guys can hit us up on the Renegade Radio Network.
You can hit us up on Wicked Radio, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher.
Yes, download us, subscribe to us, guys. Now, I don't know. This episode felt not weird, but like...
Felt good.
I think fucking more passionate, dude. Where the fuck did that come from?
Let's get some guns.
No, get right,
some guns and fireworks.
It's like, shit, man. The firework talk, right? Okay, so we dropped a lot of, like, personal shit, too, I guess?
It's good stuff.
I think it's better when we get that personal. Mm-hmm. But it was cool, dude. I mean, as far as the news is, one of my best friends got his hand slit cutting fireworks. And his teammate on his football team almost tried to kill me.
It's pretty emotional, fucking.
It was, right, dude? It was, the whole episode was like that. Okay, but anyways, dude, you guys can download us, subscribe us on iTunes, Stitcher, The Comic Syndicate. Rate us, and actually, our contest, I totally forgot.
Yes, if you guys want free shirts, free comic books, write us a review. We're going to start sending those out. Loops, we have not forgot about you.
I have your shirt, dude.
So we'll get that out to you as soon as possible.
And I have picked out reviews.
Okay.
Have you judged any of them?
Well, I'm just pretty much going on whoever review. I've ever given this a fucking review. So, I'll
okay,
double check again.
I have...
If you'd write a review, you're pretty much... It's a good chance you're going to get something.
Okay, guys. I have Windblade number 1, signed trade paperback. I have Autocracy, another Transformers title, signed. We have shirts, and we have that... the fucking the Namor set that you helped me put together. I think I'm gonna send that to Eric already.
Okay.
Cause he's fucking always chiming in. Jonathan, I don't know, dude. You guys gotta fight for what you want. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, dude, but you guys are gonna get some free shit. We're gonna hook you guys up. And yeah, fucking share the fucking podcast. You guys can hit up my boy Adam.
Mem the Beaner.
I'm at the number 4 the villain. We will catch you next week. Actually, next week, yeah.
Next week.
99. All right. Peace out.
Peace out.